8:36 on Connect FM. It's your morning connection for a Friday heading into the Memorial Day weekend. And it is time on this Friday morning for our Tri-County Insider News Week in Review. Bronson Rasmussen is our news director here at Connect FM. He's also joined us live in the studio. Mm-hmm. Hey, Bronson.
Well, hello, Dan. It's always nice to be back here on a Friday.
It's always nice to have you back here. And it's been quite the week.
Busy, that it has been.
Busy news week. I know you've been hopping all over the place. So you've earned your Memorial Day break well.
I don't know. Trying to twist my arm to get me to come back in, it seemed.
Well, we'll get you in on Tuesday. I'll be dragging myself in Tuesday as well. So, but we're going to start things here this morning by taking a look back. It's probably been a little tricky to determine the top stories. I'm sure there were several.
It actually wasn't. The top story this week jumped out, and
okay,
it was. I knew it was going to happen.
Well, yeah,
and of course, it will be a story that's at this point around 12 hours old at this time of recording, and it was the news that came last night with Penn State, where their board of trustees met to decide the fate of 7 campuses, Dubois being one of them,
mm-hmm.
and they decided in a 25-8 vote to actually just close those campuses after a 2-year wind down.
Right. And I did hear in the little soundbite as part of that story this morning that the trustees, the president of the board, was talking about a reimagining. Does that hint to something different taking its place on those campuses,
including
Dubois?
They didn't say specifics for each campus, but mm-hmm. this phase will have them either getting rid of the property to some other institution or making sure that something is in the place and it's just not an abandoned building after this
right,
2-year period.
Right. So I'm sure that over the course of the next 2 years, as things wind down there, as it being a Penn State campus, mm-hmm. we'll keep our listeners up to date on what's developing there and what's happening.
That we will.
All right.
I did hear that their programs, especially our Dubois-specific ones, like the nursing one that's about to start,
mm-hmm.
and the wildlife program, which is only here in Dubois, I believe.
Correct, right.
Will have their resources moved to other campuses.
Sure.
So they will still be there. It's not like they're just going away, but unfortunately, they won't be here in Dubois with us anymore.
Yeah. And of course, you know, geographically for Dubois, actually main campus is the closest other mm-hmm. campus. It's in a tight race between that and Altoona.
Oh, yeah.
And then, of course, there's also the campus in Erie, Penn State Barrett, mm-hmm. as well. So, okay. Well, we need to move on. Some other top stories this week?
Sure. Another top story, the one after that, came from Consolidation this week on Wednesday. We had learned that 5 firehouses, they are agreeing to transform themselves and consolidate into one fire company for the mm-hmm. new city of Dubois.
Okay.
Now, Dubois Fire Chief John Kelsey, he had told us that Adrian, Fourth Ward, Friendship, Goodwill, and West Sandy, those ones have all agreed to consolidate as this new city moves forward to cover fire services for the southern part of Dubois.
Right.
And they do hope to all get one building just for all of them to be housed together.
And a little tease, if we could, here.
Yeah.
The fire departments and the impact of consolidation is going to be the theme of Consolidation Countdown for the mm-hmm. month of June. And that's going to be all your project, Bronson, on June the 13th. So you may want to make a mental note of that. We'll be talking about that a little more in depth, right?
I think it's up there. It's locked now.
Good deal.
Also, another tease, since we're giving them out, we also heard during consolidation a lot about Community Days, which is coming up, which
yeah.
is so impactful, especially for it being the first time with Sandy and Dubois really working together.
Absolutely.
So we'll have a little bit more on that come next week.
Okay. We're looking forward to it. Any other top stories?
Sure. I have one more here. It came out on, I believe, Monday, and it's Big Lots. They had
yeah.
reopened here in Dubois after closing down just a few months ago after the whole entire company went bankrupt, had to sell the name basically to Gordon Brothers Retail, and they have restocked the shelves in our location here in Dubois and opened up the store. I ended up visiting, and it was close to the same. It did have a different feel to it, though, I noticed.
Yeah, well, a little bit back and forth there, and I think we were talking about it last week. It's all about the timing and when all of these decisions were made. But it's good news. Big Lots will be staying there, and I'm sure they'll be getting stronger as we move through the summer.
That's what I believe. They were stocking shelves when I was there, I believe, over the weekend.
Great. All right, now we talk about the most interacted with stories. These are the ones that people either liked or disliked or made comments on or got in touch with through our social media. So what are those?
Well, this one came out of Brookville. It was a police report, but not really crime. There was a mental health crisis that was called into them on May 13th, and police went there to help this individual. They were flailing all about, saying, "Oh my God, I'm on fire, please help." And it was all a mental health issue. But police are really thanking the community because they were trying to help this person, but so were members of the community out there trying to get this person to calm down while the proper EMS or any medical professionals showed up and really got this person treated.
Yeah, so good to see the community and people jumping in and helping any way they could in that situation. Anything else caught people's attention?
Another thing happened over the weekend as well. It was in Brockway, a charity floor hockey tournament.
Yeah.
Happens every year, the Randy Carlson Memorial Tournament. They always raise funds for someone in the community that's dealing with cancer. And this year it was Kelsey Matchock and her family, her husband and father, I believe it was, both end up actually being on some of these floor hockey teams.
Okay.
So it really hit close home to a lot of the people there.
Sure.
And this year they were able to raise a record $10,000.
Yeah, isn't that fantastic? And, you know, our very own Bob Anderson and his wife, Summer Anderson, that work here at Priority Media, they're a big part of that Randy Carlson tournament. And it was just really exciting for them to go over that $10,000 mark. Yeah.
And it wasn't in the news report, but I'll say it here. Bob Anderson, his team was one that won.
All right.
Won the whole tournament.
Little extra bonus there. All right. Any other really well interacted with stories that we had this week?
There was one other one that had come out. I believe it was Monday. It was more of a state story, but I understand why it got the interaction that it did. The Pennsylvania House of Representatives, they had approved a bill to legalize marijuana, and that was going to the Senate, but the board that really approves whether or not it goes to the Senate floor itself had shot it down.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not moving forward as of right now, and next year it may come back in, but that's really the latest update with that.
Okay. That got a lot of attention this past week. Mm-hmm. All right. It's almost time to say goodbye and to go into our Memorial Day weekend. But we can't, Bronson, because we must hear what have you chosen as the top story of the week. This is Bronson's choice.
It is. And this one, it shouldn't come as a surprise. I love this time of year. It happens twice usually, and it's election nights.
Yeah.
I love being in there, watching the results as they come in. And the primaries were held on Tuesday night. I was live here on Connect FM right around between like 10:30 and midnight. And it was just watching those races come in and just seeing the results, how people voted, and being able to get that information out there for everyone. We've been over this plenty of times in here before, so I won't re-go over it, but you can always see those results on our website at connectradio.fm.
Yeah, and we appreciate you staying on top of those results as they came in. It's always very high energy time. Mm-hmm. I know, having experienced it myself from the news position. So yeah, we appreciate you doing that, Bronson, and getting those results in, especially with that city council race for that the new city of Dubois. And there was a lot of excitement, a lot of energy surrounding that. So,
And it's not over yet. We'll have more coming up in the next few months into November.
The only thing that's been decided is who's going to be on that November ballot. So you'll get to experience it again. So I guess probably in mid-November, we'll be hearing that as Bronson's choice.
That could be
as the top story of the week.
Although it might be more interacted with than a primary, so it might actually make the list.
Well, that'll do it for this week's the Tri-County Insider News Week in Review with Bronson Rasmussen. Thanks, Bronson.
Oh, yeah.